The Maharaj says, please give them my obeisances, and speaking of all of the devotees there, of course, and on my behalf, I tell them that my observation of Mother Acharya was that she was, that there was no amount of her personal suffering or inconvenience that could supersede her strong desire to care for and helping others. Helping others was the most important thing for her, even as she grew more and more ill. So that was just a small message from His Holiness Govinda Maharaj. So today I've been obviously looking at Guru Maharaj's book, Many Moons, which many of you will be familiar with.
Yes.
And I thought I'd just read a little excerpt from the epilogue of Many Moons. The feelings of meeting and separation experienced by devotees in the material world are also part of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada explained, to feel separation from the spiritual master or Krishna is very good position. That means one who is in pure love with Krishna and his representative, spiritual master, he thinks always of them. And this thinking process is Krishna consciousness. If we can think always of Krishna, even in separation, that is Krishna consciousness. And on the absolute platform, there is no difference of separation and meeting. The separation is also meeting. Rather, in separation, one relishes the loving relationship more tasty. So not disappointed that you are separated from me. I am always thinking of you, how you are making progress there. This is a letter from Srila Prabhupada dated October 21st, 1968. So in the epilogue, Dhiraj Maharaj explains how once a devotee was doubting whether his attachment to other devotees within ISKCON, whether that was perhaps on the level of, you know, kind of like material attachment in terms of friends and family, like that. And Srila Prabhupada replies, as to your question concerning whether relationships between devotees are eternal, the answer is yes. This is confirmed by Sri Narottam Das Thakur. Chakudana Diloje Janme Janme Prabhuse. He is my Lord, birth after birth. In this way, you have to understand by studying carefully the philosophy. So, thinking like this, I'm thinking of Mother Acharya Vigraha. It was just wonderful remembering her today and thinking how wonderful she, what a wonderful devotee she is. And I feel honored that I knew her when she first came to the temple in Mulder's Drift, which Mother Namchintamani will be familiar with those times. When she first came, and she was already a very special person. She'd been searching for spiritual progress for many, many years. And she was a very advanced soul. And I can remember her face. We were a few brahmacharis. We were sitting on the grass and we were learning some mantras. You know how we repeat line by line and we try to memorize the shlokas. So she sat, well, she stood there watching us and she had this huge smile on her face. And you could just feel the sort of loving appreciation coming from her. And that may have been on the very first day that she came to the temple in Johannesburg. But I just remember being struck by this look on her face and this like real loving appreciation. Throughout my dealings with her, she would always be so happy to see us. Whenever she saw a devotee, she would just express such joy and such pleasure in seeing that devotee. And whoever kind of was on the receiving end of her greeting, of her reception, would feel completely overwhelmed and feel like that they were just the most important person to Mother Acharya Vigraha. And Mother Kunti remarks on that also in one of her offerings to Mother Acharya, how she has this quality of making everybody feel so special. So I feel honored that in my relationship with Mother Acharya, many times I felt that, you know, loving reciprocation of being made feel to feel very important and, you know, feeling very much loved by Mother Archer. So we had very nice association in those beginning days. I remember also one of the services she did was she completely renovated the temple room. It was an old barn on a farm, sort of rural property, and the barn had been converted into the temple for our Gormitai deity, Shishimita Gaurahari. And she decorated the temple with beautiful orange blinds and beautiful colors, and everybody was very happy with the, you know, decoration of the temple. Anyway, like I say, I feel honored that when she first came, I met her. And then also in 1994, I was married, and with my young children, my wife and I, we traveled to Vrindavan just around Gopranim time. And of course, at that time, Mother Archer was in her final days on her deathbed, suffering from cancer. And I had the great honor of being able to see her, and I was given the service by Viraj Maharaj to come in every morning and just clean the floors everywhere throughout the room, and it was the temple room really, and where all of the devotees would come and meet and read to Mother Archer and see her, and there was my service. And something remarkable happened at that time. My son, who was 2 years old, he contracted typhoid. So he was in hospital with typhoid, and he was practically dying, really. And for 2 or 3 days, I stayed away. I just stayed in the hospital with my son. And I remember coming back, and my Guru Maharaj actually chastised me that I hadn't sort of made some arrangement that the floor should be cleaned properly. That was quite a lesson for me, that even under sort of trying personal circumstances, that we would, you know, are still obliged to perform our duty in service to the Vaishnavas and to Guru and Krishna. In regards to that service, one time my spiritual master said to me that he found that, you know, he regarded that as a very significant service. And I, you know, kind of thought, this is just a humble service, just wiping the floor, that's not very significant. But he later commented to me that he appreciated, you know, he was saying something to encourage me, and he appreciated one or two services that I've done, and he mentioned that as being one of them. I feel very honored that I could perform some personal service to Mother Archer like that in her final days. And today, remembering her, and then, you know, hearing how this meeting and separation between devotees is actually on the spiritual platform, and I pray that I will be able to serve the devotees, and particularly Mother Archer Vigraha and all of the other devotees, you know, lifetime after lifetime. So please, all of you, give me your blessings. I'm taking that wonderful prasad. Please give me your blessings that I can urge your man at the lotus feet of my spiritual master and the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Mother Archana Devi Dasi Ki
Jai.
Bhagavad Prasadam Ki Jai.
Sorry, I forgot to mention that we have on our menu burgers and pasta.
And I saw the burgers.
Yes, and mango juice. There's the mango seeds in here. And then we have a whole lot of small crepes. I don't know if you remember, but she used to like jackfruit sabzi, so we made that for a fee. And a lot of small crepes like salads and a whole lot of things. Daivara, remember she wanted Daivara right at the end. So Ganga Prashad, he made some, his wife made some. So we have that also. And I can't remember everything, but in through the, what's it called, TV or, I mean, oh my God, yes. And I, for the first time after Mother Archer left, I managed to make from some dry foods that my sister sent for me from South Africa. I'd given it to the deities in Surat. But then a few days ago, Anitya Sakhi, our god sister, she came up to me and said, you know, Nama, this thing is still with me. I didn't give it to the deities. So then I said, okay, give it to me because it's now Mother Acha's Spirit's Day festival, and she liked it from sun-dried, you know, fruit. She didn't like those ones with the chemicals. So I used that to make the Hari Bowl. So I wish you could also taste it. I guess in, you know, meditation you can also taste the Hari Bowls and all the other prasadam. And we hope that you could have been here with us to take prasadam.
I was going to say something about the Hari Bowls. I remember Hari Bowls are such, you know, they were like a real hit.
Yeah. What's the Hari Bowl? She had this fad, you know. She developed, I don't know what you call it, fad or whatever, but she was very serious about it. She loved serving devotees, so she got this idea and she started, you can correct me if I go wrong along the way, but she used to use very, very first-class ingredients. Whatever she made, you know. So there were sun-dried fruits, no chemical, you know, fruit that are dried chemically. And then she would mix all of them, cut them very fine. I mean, she was so particular about how you cut them. And then sort of mix them all together with a little bit of ginger and make them into balls and roll them in carrot powder. And then she would send these to all the Maharajas all over the, you know, universe. She would say to Satsar of Maharaj.
No wonder she was popular with
them. Yes. She really got them with her Hari Bowls. They used to write about it to her and she would show us and let us say, oh, look, like this devotee said this about the Hari Bowl.
Yes. I thought I could also just mention something different. Hiraj Maharaj's book, Many Moons. But how Govinda Maharaj was all set just to go on an international tour. And he describes how he had his bags packed and everything. Because he, you know, he had that house next door to Mother Archer's house. And Mother Archer had nearly choked him before. And she asked him to stay, saying that my spiritual master's not here. But if I leave, you're my Shiksha Guru, please stay. And then he just dropped his preaching tour, even though, you know, everything was the final, the bags were packed and he was ready to go. So how her surrender and her artistic surrender also was reciprocated by the Lord in terms of giving her, you know, some of the best association available. Okay, so I'm sure you've seen enough of my ugly mug. So thank you very much.
Thank you. You know, I was telling them about Shyama Dasi, and once you made some preparation, I think it was a pit stop for Guru Maharaj. Do you remember that? And how he really liked it?
Well, she would be best to remember it, but she's kind of occupied right now.
Oh, okay. She can't come on, huh? Okay. Maybe we can. You can write to us about it in a dinner the time you can.
When she made, you say she made a pizza for Guru Maharaj?
And he really liked it. I don't know what it was made of and how she... She's a good cook, no? So...
She still makes good pizza.
I know.
I hope that you didn't put that pizza for the beauty boat is there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I also, I guess, that's one of the things that in South Africa, they are really good cooks there also. So, thank you very, very much. And, Prabhu, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! It's great, Super Ragnar Prabhu Ki Jai! It's great, Asubhika Devi Dasi Ki Jai! It's on this Giriyat Swami Maharaj Ki Jai! Divine Loving Grace Srila Issi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai! Shishi Radha Rasbihari Ji Ki Jai! Shishi Sitaram Lakshmana Numan Ji Ki Jai! Shishi Gaurmitai Ki Jai! Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai! All Vaishnavinda Ki Jai!
And all Vaishnavinda Ki Jai!
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
That's on Prabhu Ki Jai.
So nice to have you, Prabhu. And please come to India and grace us with the association. We can have another Mitrotsav and speak again then.
Well, I hope I can come soon.
We'll pray. Everybody, right?
Hare Lord.
We're all going to pray.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.